Blog Talk Radio.
Resurrection Day, or some call Easter. But we celebrated it on yesterday, and some are continuing to celebrate it on today. So yesterday was Resurrection Sunday, and we acknowledge the death and the resurrection of Christ. And over the weekend, on yesterday as well, the people in Sri Lanka experienced tragedy, and they were, some members were on their way to the synagogues or to their churches, to their mosques, to worship early yesterday morning, Sunday morning, and there was a bombing or an explosion that took place. So, unfortunately, many people lost their lives. I believe the total number so far is at 200, or a little over 200. That was the latest that I heard. And with that, it's unfortunate that, you know, people experience tragedy on a day that is so recognized and acknowledged by so many people all over the world. Maybe not everybody, but, you know, majority of the world celebrates and acknowledges the resurrection of Christ. And today, I want to encourage you and to inspire you not to be discouraged or saddened by what took place on yesterday, or disappointed, or even feeling fearful that, you know, that something like that could take place. You know, on last week, we also experienced some church bombing here, church fires in the state of Louisiana at historically black college, churches that were burned down in Baton Rouge, and also in Los Angeles as well. Churches have been caught on or been set on fire. So, you know, right now what we're living in a world right now where there's so much confusion, hatred for no reason, just because, as in my opinion, animosity, there's fear, there's so many negative points that are, you know, so many negative, you know, diseases that are out there that is affecting everybody, you know, and it's unfortunate that, you know, people are losing their lives due to this disease that is running rampant, this hatred, this spirit that is going all over this world, this entire earth, worldwide, globally, that is, you know, affecting everyone, you know, and it's basically trying to take out people who are positive, people who are loving, people who are kind, people who are believers, you know, it's just trying to destroy. You know, there's a Bible verse, and I'm going to go spiritual here a little, you know, today. There's a Bible verse that the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. And if you're faced with the spirit, it's not flesh and blood that you're fighting against. It's actually a demonic spirit. And this demonic spirit will do anything to try to destroy humanity, human goodness, you know, kindness, love. It hates love. It hates peace. It hates the fact that there are good people that are in this world that actually have compassion, that actually care. And it does not like that. It thrives on hatred. It thrives on darkness. It thrives on discord. It thrives on division. It thrives on everything that is negative. Everything that it feeds on that. And that's how it continues to grow. But I believe that if enough of people who are not like that, who are opposite of it, who are loving, who are kind, who are peaceful, who want to do good things, you know what I'm saying, who want to do good things for any and everybody and be nice to somebody, if enough of us unify together, unite together, and take a stand against this evil spirit, then I believe that we can see. It's already defeated anyway. Let's keep that in mind. That thing is already defeated. No matter how many tricks and trades it tries to or stones that it tries to throw and it tries to try to destroy the good humanitarian people that I know that we are and that, you know, that I am, it's going to wear itself out. It's going to be like, you know what, I can't keep going because they're stronger than, and we are definitely stronger. So the people in Sri Lanka, you will come back stronger than ever. Don't allow this thing to diminish your spirit, to destroy, you know, your goodness that I know that is in your heart. You know what I'm saying? Don't allow it to take away everything that you believe in. You know, don't allow it to destroy your hope, take away your hope. You know, your hope for love, your hope for living, your hope for life, your hope for, you know, peace. Don't allow that spirit to take away everything that I know that you have in you and that is good. You know, because if we allow that thing to manifest, continue to manifest and to try to take over, then, you know, we're actually doing it a favor. And that's something we don't want to do. So the people of Sri Lanka, keep your head up. As anybody, go to anyone who is going through something, or if you feel like, you know, on your job where you, you know, you can't deal with your boss is being mean to you or picking on you for no apparent reason, or you feel like, you know, they're pretty much denying you the opportunity to grow within, you know, your company or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Don't become discouraged. Continue to keep faith, continue to keep that hope and believe that things are going to change or something better is going to come along. You know, something better is going to come around. You know what I'm saying? Because if you give up hope, if you give up, you know, give up your faith, then you're allowing it to win. You're allowing that spirit to win. And that's something that we don't want to do. We don't want to let that thing win, because, like I said, it's already been defeated. When Christ was hung up on the cross, when he took those beatings, those slashings, when he took all of that, he took on every negative, evil thing onto his body, and he went into the grave, and he buried it. He put it where it belonged. And when when it was done and over with, he rose up with all power in his hand, because he defeated it. He defeated death. He defeated that evilness. He defeated it. So there's no need to worry. There's no need to fret, because all of your battles have already been won. We're going to take a break, but we're going to come back with more Inspirational Monday here on the Midnight Cocoa Show on blogtalkradio.com on the Mini Power Network. Keep it locked. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. All right, y'all. Don't be discouraged. Let somebody know that you're listening to the Midnight Cocoa Show by hitting them up on Twitter, on social media. And, yeah. And hit us up at Midnight Cocoa or Karita 40, KHRITA 40. All right, we'll be right back. Keep it up.
Yeah. Okay. I said I'm Edomite since they own
Earth thing, Earth thing, Earth thing.
You an organ donor. They have you lease a leash and call themselves the owner. They own the addicts and they own suppliers. Try to own me, but I only serve a higher. They feel what they don't know, and we the unknown. Not property of the UN, but we unowned. And everything we show can be unshown. I'm a Hebrew dynamite, now get your mind blown. You might own a chain with some bling on it, but they own E, double R with the thing on it. We the big fish, and they got their aim on it. Only time I'll be hooked is when I sing on it. Once we break that atmosphere, you're gonna be dethroned. Home field advantage, they can't be the zone. They move like an eagle and try to put their claim on it. First they go to war, then they put their name on it.
They
think
they own Earth.
Earth,
Earth, Earth, Earth, Earth, Earth, Earth, Earth, Earth, Earth, Earth, Earth, Earth, Earth, Earth, Earth, Earth, Earth, Earth, Earth, Earth, Earth, Earth, Earth, Earth, Earth, Earth, Earth, Earth, Earth, Earth, Earth, Earth, Earth, Earth, Earth, Earth, Earth, Earth, Earth, Earth, Earth, Earth, Earth, Earth, Earth, Earth, Earth, Earth, Earth, Earth, Earth, Earth, Earth, Earth, Earth, Earth, Earth, Earth, Earth, Earth, Earth, Earth, Earth, Earth, Earth, Earth, Earth, Earth, Earth, Earth, Earth, Earth, Earth, Earth, Earth, Earth, Earth, Earth, Earth, Earth, Earth, Earth, Earth, Earth, Earth, Earth, Earth, Earth, Earth, Earth, Earth, Earth,
Code means rewind, a gunshot means forward. You requested it, so we rewind.
First and foremost, giving all praises to the Most High, higher, Pashim Yeshaya, while we walk. I got enemies, got a lot of enemies, got a lot of demons trying to drain me of this energy, trying to take away from me, but a higher got his head on me. Ain't it funny when you in the world, they pay no attention. Give your life to Christ, your name they can't help but mention. Then you tell them the truth, but they don't ever want to hear it. Then they go to church on Sunday, paying tithes, see these demons, huh? How they build it fun, Pastor and the Gabby, why Sister Rosa Belly getting bread for the family, speaking about that bread, brother, want that money you after. Here's the bread of life, look, I got chapter after chapter, I got precept on top of precept. If you got a question, got an elder that goes in depth, no, the blood's off my hands, cause I told you, losing my salvation over man is what I won't do.
Well, the old laws are different way with.
Hold up, I wait, where they do that at? Keep that pork up off my plate. I'm keeping the commandments while you rely on that grace. You be preaching that false doctrine, please get up on my face. They be like, girl, we didn't see you last Saturday. Well, I was with my Hebrews, it's the seventh day. Giving all praises to a high God. Yelling out, Kwam Yasharala. You think you're living life, boy, I promise you not. thinking that you got it, girl, I promise you not. I won't put myself in chains just to get a chain. When I hire, I already promised me riches, I'm a queen. Full hand, blind faith, I would never fold. No matter all the silver and no matter the gold. My internal salvation, something that can't be sold. What you think that lake of fire gonna turn out to be cold? I got enemies, got a lot of enemies. Got a lot of demons trying to drain me out of energy. Trying to take away from me. But how you got his head, tell me. Yeah. I'ma let this sink in. I ain't finished. But they want me to be finished. I ain't finished till he say I'm done. Praises to a higher. Thankful for his only son, my seven Yeshaya. Ask me where I get the lyrics, sister, that's the spirit. I ain't talking UPS when I tell you that I'm delivered. Yep, I think your time is up, better check your citizen. Sad that you had to lie about what time we're in. Jokes on you, were walk over time working. And that judgment you gon' get, gon' be hurting. Daughter Babylon, she bound to blow up. How you willing I won't be around when she does. But I am hoping that you take heed, so you won't be in the belly of the beast when I hire fed up.
We're back. You're listening to the Midnight Cocoa Show. Here on blogtalkradio.com. Yes, we're in Inspirational on Monday. Shout out to all the people in Sri Lanka that is rebuilding, coming back even stronger. Before the break, we were encouraging them, encouraging you, to not allow the tragedy that took place on yesterday get you down, dampen your spirits, and you know, get you fearful. Because one thing we cannot do is be fearful. We can't be fearful of anything. You know what I'm saying? We're going to have to, you know, stand up tall, stand up strong. You know, because we're not fighting against flesh and blood. You know, it is a spirit that is running rampant upon this earth that is trying to kill, steal, and destroy the people, everybody. You know, so we have to keep that in mind. You know, that it, you know, yeah, there are some evil people out there, but they're not being, it's not really them. It's not that person. You know what I'm saying? It's a demonic spirit, you know? So, anyway, not to get all spiritual on you, but I want to make sure that whatever you're going through in your life, whether it's on your job, whether it's at home, whether you're watching stuff on television and you kind of become discouraged about, you know, you wanted to travel and stuff overseas or, you know, internationally, and you know, now you don't know because you're afraid that you get over there, you may not be able to come home to see your family or your loved ones. You know, we still have military members that are still, you know, over in Afghanistan. There was, I believe there was a bombing, a car bombing that took place in Afghanistan that was near the American embassy, and so you know I just feel like, you know, we don't want to stop living. You don't want to stop living life. You know, you want to continue to live and enjoy your life, travel, see the world. You know what I'm saying? You just have to be mindful to just be aware of what's going on, but don't stop living. Don't stop, because I, like I said, I want to travel and I want to see everything. I want to go to Italy. I want to go to You know what I'm saying? I want to go to Australia. I want to go to Japan. I even want to go to Africa. You know, I want to go to the Caribbean. I want to go to, you know, see South America. I just want to be able to see everything that God created here on this earth, every land. I even want to see Antarctica. Believe it or not, I want to see it and be like, okay, it's there. Okay, I can go. I ain't trying to stay there too long to freeze, but I want to see. You know what I'm saying? I want to go, you know, just see every. I even want to see every state here. You know, I've been across a lot of states in this country. You know, I've been as far north as Massachusetts. And I've also been to as far west as, you know, just California. Well, I should say southwest. You know, I've been to San Diego. It was the last place I actually been in California. Like, that was the most southern point of California, is San Diego. And I've also been as far as on the north, or on the east, southeast. I've been to the Keys. But my whole point is, you know, it is okay. You know what I'm saying? We don't have to stop living life just because there is a spirit, a demonic force that is so hateful and so evil that it is willing to do and try to do any and everything to try to destroy, you know, humanity by, you know, influencing people out here to do evil and harmful things to other humans. You know what I'm saying? Like, it is unfortunate that when last week I reported about the young man who is the son of a sheriff in Louisiana who set the fires to. Why? Why did you do that? You know what I'm saying? Like, why did you target historically black colonists, historically black churches? That's not all that's going to do, is just make them come back even stronger. It's like, you don't understand that. You have to stop being influenced. That's one thing. We have to stop being influenced by so much negativity, where in every direction that it's coming from, whether it's coming from the top or it's local, where it's right there in your face. You know what I'm saying? We have to start using and thinking for ourselves. You know, we have to start using our own brains and stop allowing other people to influence us. You know what I'm saying? So when we could do that, then I think we'll be in much better positions and much better place. We're going to take another break, but we're going to come back with more Inspirational Monday here on the Midnight Cocoa Show on blogtalkradio.com. Hit us up on Twitter at Midnight Cocoa or Karita 40, K-H-R-I-T-A 40. Find us on Instagram.com/Radio Cocoa. Or you can find us on Facebook, Facebook.com/Cocoa Radio. Keep it up. Don't go nowhere. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Midnight Cocoa Show on blogtalkradio.com.
The dark night is usually brighter day, but the sun never shines. I'm going crazy, got me losing my mind. I was born in Carolina, a
town where you barely find a little pinpoint on the map. Where life is hard to adapt. Came up through Reagan era, don't have to stay in no curve with the help of the big kids. Guns and crack, put a cool by older heads. How to watch out for the feds, put some money aside for when they come after your head. Politicians on the mission to see us all in prison. I read it like this, just my politicians, so be careful on getting your paper. Ain't no time for celebration, cause you will have rap, and your hood is amazing. If the money coming through, that's more than likely a trap. Now you're going through a phase, depression in the day. Prosecutor reads the seat to a beat like a rap. Send that through you the book, your man singing the hook. Got you sent away, in the time you facing, got you shook. Definitely facing hard times, but 40 years in the day, you facing hard times. Hard times, hard times, hard times. No way to move, cause you stuck in the groove. You facing hard times, hard times, hard times. Instead of 40 years, how about my acres of mules? You facing hard times, hard times, hard times. No longer free, I guess know what to do. Now you know, you facing hard times, hard times, hard times. Before you suddenly walk a mile on my shoes, what it do?
A Mount Airy mother faces several charges tonight of child endangering after police say she left five children under the age of 10 home alone this week.
Polk County mother is sitting in jail tonight accused of leaving her four children home alone while she went out to party. Now, Ryan Raish is live at the sheriff's office with a look at the deplorable conditions those kids were living in. And Ryan, I understand one of them was very sick.
To all my single mothers, left to raise up kids on your own. Big mama made it look easy, how it's so rough and you're grown. Thought that dude really loved you, but nothing got gone. Went back to his life, the kid left you to struggle alone. Fool me once, I guess the shame on you. Fool me twice, I guess I never took heed from all the advice. How to look out for a man who wants something in life. Now this building full of roses and infested with mice. And the new nigga ain't treating you right. Plus he's feeling from your tears and he's raising your fridge. Plus he stole your food stamps so we can get him a fix. Now you're tired of his ass and want to get in the mix. You say the hell we're being broke, so you started turning tricks. Now you're headed to the club to find a ball of the convince. And you left your kids at home with no one to babysit. To a wonder and got scared by a car, he got hit. Now you know you're facing hard times. Neglect your kids just to turn up some tricks. You're facing hard times, hard times, hard times. Now they forced in the system just to become a bitch. They're facing hard times, hard times, hard times. You sold your soul for material fish. Now you know you're facing hard times, hard times, hard times. Cycle continue, I hope you learn from this stick. That is it. Life is a rapper, cars, money, hoes, and clothes. You play it like a pro. Make sure my life is hitting close and dope. And this lie that I'm living, make sure that nobody knows. I'll just say I'm a thug that's sweeping under the rug. Definitely seeking attention, playing catch without a bit. I got amazed when the call came in. Found he got AIDS, now he's sitting there thinking about the mistakes that he made. Was it Kim or Vanessa? Maybe Tina or even AIDS. Arrogant as ever. Look at someone else to blame. That's what Tina got the call from the doctor. Said she's pregnant and the blubber came back. Also, that's her affection. The only one she showed affection. Can't bring a baby in this world of feeling both rejected. Showed up at your crib. For me, the only one I slept with. Pull it up a homicide with an automatic weapon. Can't say I feel remorse. How you had to learn your lesson. No doubt without a question. You're facing hard times. I don't judge when you lie, you cry, you're facing hard times, hard times. I guess I know why now, dub cry, you're facing hard times, hard times. Step along the moves you make, could be a mistake, you're facing hard times, hard times. But only y'all decide, die faceless, great, you're facing hard times, hard times.
Take money, that's what I would hear. Pop bottles, get the champagne crystal clear. clear. In a fast car, switching lanes, switching gears. Keep the music bumping, so I'm drowning out my pain and tears. I'm thinking I would be a famous rapper. Make a record about slanging and drugs and name it after. Everyone that said that I would never make it. So hour after hour, I'm pursuing greatness. And never stop to think on how the Lord is gracious. And never stop to thank the Lord for his patience. Too busy on the corner trying to make a statement that you kill your own brother, lay him on the pavement. Now, how are we supposed to ever build a nation when they feed us false dreams and their aspirations? Into this world and we can show for it. Just to pimp your ride and get someone to show for it. Dope boy, just gotta get the dough, homie. I gotta shine, get the spinners with the chrome on it. If this is life, then consider me a failure. I never made it in this world cause I'm rebellious. I couldn't copy them and do what others do. I gotta live for what is right, I gotta live for what is true. I'm glad I didn't miss the fork in the road, cause I had to pull over for the sake of my soul. So now my bitterness is tasting kinda bittersweet, cause I escaped the devil's trickery. And now I just wanna live for my savior, dodging darts of pagans in a boxing ring with Satan. I got angels in my corner, so who cares how they feel. I ain't make it in this world so I could do the Father's will. Real. A mustard seed. The Father's not the Son, the Son is not the Father, and the wisdom of this world is foolishness to my power. They slipped the Trinity in the 4th century, but when you look at history, you're filling all the missing keys. Now I'm on my knees praying that he'll take my sins. I try to find my friends, but they blowing in the wind. This the world we live in, a world that gives me chills, with stocks of corporate lies and politicians kill. Drones is in the hood, they blink and snap your picture. They vaccinate the public, but our children's getting sicker. I try to tell my people, but they don't wanna listen. They either chasing money or caught up in religion. The prophecies was written, I don't know what to tell you. I only think the Most High that I became a
back to listening to the Midnight Coco Show here on blogtalkradio.com. Yeah, inspirational Monday. Day we're always continuing and each and every week continue to inspire you and uplift you. Give you words of encouragement going forward to a positive direction. Don't allow the sun to fall down on you. You always want to keep a positive attitude. Even when it's gloomy and cloudy, keep a positive attitude. Keep hope alive. Don't allow your hope to diminish. Don't allow your spirit to falter. You know what I'm saying? Always stay positive. In order to do that, have to surround yourself with positive minded people, always encouraging you and always uplifting you. find positive messages to, you can actually send those to your phone. Set your phone up to have daily positive messages sent to your phone each and every day. You can read positive quotes. Ayala Van Zandt, she has an app that is called Awakening. And the app sends, like, well, it's her every week giving weekly messages or daily messages of affirmation, positivity, love, encouragement. You know what I mean? It's so many different things that that we need each and every day. I have the app, and the app is very enlightening for me, because if I want to continue to keep a positive mindset, you know, then I can't allow anything negative to come into my mind. Even if I do have a negative thought, you know, I cancel that thought out and say, you know what, nope, I'm not going to go there. You know what I'm saying? You're trying to creep into my mind, and that's one place that you cannot have, which is one of the things that the enemy does try to do. You know, going back to that spiritual thing, that when evil can lurk and control your mind, then it will control everything else. So you have to continue to keep your mind positive. Keep your mind in a place of hope, place of faith, place of, you know, love. You know what I'm saying? Place of peace. You know what I'm saying? Even if you may get frustrated each and every day, but sometimes you gotta say, you know what, I'm not gonna go there. You know I get frustrated each and every day, and my goal is to always try not to allow that frustration to take over, you know, to try to have a positive outlook on everything. You know what I mean? Try to speak positive. Sometimes it's very hard to do that because you see so many negative things, you know. So we have to find the good in everything. You know what I mean? Everything that you do. Sometimes it's going to be hard to try to find the good in everything. To try to understand why things are the way that they are. But oh yes, it can be done. It definitely can be done. So, as we prepare to wind down the show, keep these things in mind. That each and every day when you wake up, try to at least put on a positive attitude. You know, put on a positive vibe about yourself. Put yourself in a position of listen to some uplifting music. If you are Mercy Me is a good. I like Mercy Me. If you have not seen that movie, I Can Only Imagine. I recommend that you go see that. That was a good movie. I actually thought it was good. Also, this weekend, there's a new movie called Breakthrough that is out, and it's produced by Devon Franklin, and the movie is about this mother who refused to let go of her son. Her son fell through frozen ice in Canada, and he was under the frozen ice for about 15 minutes. And when the rescue workers finally got him and they got him to the hospital, the doctors basically said that he's gone and it was time for her to let him go. And she refused to allow her child to, she did not want to let her child go. So she went to her child's room and she told, and she prayed. And within minutes, I believe, her son started, you know, his heart started beating. And so it's a really good movie. I have not seen it yet. I really want to go see this movie and other movies that I want to see too as well. But you know, see positive things. You know, don't go see things that are going to wreck your mind. You know what I'm saying? See positive films. Watch positive movies. You know, read positive books. You know, I love to read romance novels. And I like to read the ones that are especially faith-based. Of course, hand-in-hand where I'm going with this, shameless plug, my own faith-based book, Seeking Forever. If you have not purchased that, you need to download that. I'm actually going to go into reproduction of it. So if you want to get the second edition on that, you can wait to get the second edition of it. I'm also working on another book that that I'm hoping to have out later on this summer or sometime this year, but definitely this year, Words and Melody, Mind and Spirit. And it's going to be a two-part compilation book, of course, like the first one. But, you know, you want to get things that are going to put positive things into your life, okay? So that's what your challenge, your homework is for this week. Homework for this week is to get some positive things into your life. Input some of the positive things into your life, whether it be i.e. positive messages, books, music, you know, listening to certain sermons, motivational speakers, you know, incorporate as much positivity into your life as much as you can. You know what I'm saying? This will help you begin a positive journey. Begin a positive journey into your life, and you can, you know, walk in positivity and light and love. Okay? All right, we're going to take another break. We're going to come back and going to wrap up Inspirational Monday here on the Midnight Cocoa Show on blogtalkradio.com. Keep it locked. Don't go nowhere, y'all. We're going to be right back here. And finish up our segment today. All right? Keep it locked. Don't go nowhere. It's your girl, Miss Coco, or the Midnight Coco Show on blogtalkradio.com.
Yeah, a black king. I wonder, do you dream? When people always think whatever you do, you trying to scheme. Or torn down, thrown under the bus. You a black man, no, you can't be one of us. All of your love is mistaken for lust. You can't catch a break because you're bleeding too much. They're scared of your power, they're scared of your prowess. In my opinion, you are the best, but I digress. Black king, I wonder, do you feel pain? Whenever you get beat down, you get back up again. They take away your money, they strip away your fame. Again, they call you a boy, they say you ain't a man, they tear down your pride, put the fire out inside, but I believe in you, because you are the truth, now get your tail up and do what it do, babe. It's bulletproof, black king. You heal my soul. You come to my rescue when I'm about to lose control. Your voice calls me like sweet therapy. You always know the right things to say to me. When I am down, you lift me with your strong back, with the strength of 10 men. Yeah, I want all that. I need you in my life. I need you to stay. Come what may, don't ever walk away.
You Later came Noah, Noah begat Shem. Shem led to Abraham, made many nations. He's the father of the land. Made many nations, he's the father of the land. He begat Isaac, Isaac begat Jacob. Jacob grabbed the hill, so Israel, we next up. Yeah, Israel, we next up. Yeah, Israel, we next up. There's something I can't seem to wrap my head around. How can my people be lost and not want to be found? Look me in the eyes and say, you know that something's wrong. I tell you the facts, I grab my Bible, you wave it off. It's all a conspiracy, you taking it too seriously. You know we're under grace, he knows my heart. I go to church occasionally. With their excuses, I make symphonies. The same thing on and on, it's a cycle they may never leave. But to these words, I will cling to my last breath. Keep it in my heart until my last steps. Ephesians 5:1, be followers of the Most High as your children. Stick to these precepts and cling to him, cause without him I am nothing. Fools to think I'm something, just earth and ashes. A dirty rag so tragic, he kept me. No magic, no abracadabra, just a wada abba. Through your son Yeshaya, I'm a
oh, my Father, please lead me on. Keep me strong, keep me strong. On this narrow path.
Not the worldly dollar. We don't strive to be Obama's, Jay-Z, or prima donnas. We holy, set apart, we focus. Can't you see the kingdom on the horizon? Israelists get the rise in this. Not a praise, only when I'm in your face song. This I know where I've been, without his grace I'd be gone. Slave to this word, failing is not an option. You won't make it to the forest if you lack that gumption to follow these laws, the statutes and commandments, the tools we all been handed, the chosen we all been branded to walk in this light, to constantly endure to the end. The awakening is here, tell a friend. Look at the enemy's hole, say no, not again. Lie, I only operate for the Father.
Oh, my Father, please lead me on. Keep me strong on this narrow path.
Father of the land. He begat Isaac, Isaac begat Jacob. Jacob got the hill, so Israel, we next up. Yep, Israel, we next up. Yeah, Israel, we next up.
We're back. We're back. You're listening to the Midnight Cocoa Show here on blogtalkradio.com. Getting ready to wrap up here in just a bit here on for this edition of Inspirational Monday. Hope that you stay encouraged and uplifted and allow any negativity to embody your mind, take over your mind. Remain humble, remain positive, loving, peaceful, as well as joyful each and every day and hopeful. You know, encourage someone else, you know, as you prepare yourself this week. Even if you're already at work, you know, have a smile on your face and be loving and speak loving words to coworkers and anybody, just anyone in general. You know, always keep that mindset. Don't allow anything tragic, what's been going on in the news around the world, discourage you, keep you from being the person that I know that you are, a human being with compassion and with love, you know? And so you do that every day, then you'll see your entire world change, okay? We're going to get on up out of here, but always love somebody, even from afar. Okay? Keep being you and keep up being uplifted. Until then, feel free to be you and live for today like it's your last, because the life has its struggles. But always take a sip of cocoa and guess what? You will be all right. I am your girl, Miss Coco, for the Midnight Coco Show here on blogtalkradio.com. Have a wonderful day, and we'll see you back here next time. Peace.
The melody. No drugs, no guns, no felonies. I'm tired of buying all the garbage that they selling me. Dope fiends, hoop dreams, gone, take the celery. Nah, I'd rather try to work to be a better me. I'm readily walking down the path of the heavenly. Jeez, quick to hop out with the weaponry. But would they ever find out what their destiny? It can't get the best of me. A shy game to set me free. You can't live recklessly. Forever, it's better to get with your brothers and work together. Kwame Yashirala, get under the umbrella. Cause the storm is brewing. Can you hear the thunder? The flow is merely a gift. The beat is nice wonders. And no, they can't shun this. We keep the selling beat. We speak in spirit and truth, the right recipe. And now they can't stop me. It's been years of lies coming out the television, but they can't box me. Cause I'm a Mike Tyson. Brother saying chill with the sword. Cause the way you swinging it, you might slice them. You better believe we warring in the spirit like Neo in the Matrix. We pushing it to the limit. So they gotta bind a strong man. But we breaking through these chains out the cage like we Conan. Lyrically I bash them, hope smash them. You hear my soul when I spit on the mic. That's the compassion. Cause I remember the days when I was lost. Did whatever it cost, just to hop in the Porsche. Stick the key in the ignition just to hear the exhaust. But a man's not measured by the things that he bought. So let's rise.
Coming back, V formation. So let's ride.